KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy to cloudy and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today and a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In the news this hour, six men were indicted last week on charges they conspired to distribute over 100 kilograms of marijuana in western Iowa between May of 2009 and March of 2012. Dennis Eugene Smith, Nicholas Dean Barnes, Christopher Lee Brandt, Gene Allen Smith, Justin Ray Smith, and David L. Lopez Jr. were indicted on March 29th. U.S. Attorney Nicholas A. Kleinfeld says on Friday, March the 30th, all six men appeared in Council Bluffs Federal Court for their initial appearance and arraignment. Their trial is set to take place June the 4th. Conspiracy to distribute marijuana as charged is punishable by a minimum of 5 years to a maximum of 40 years in prison, a fine of up to $5 million, and at least 4 years of suspended release, plus a $100 special assessment and forfeiture of property. The men's indictment was the result of a more than two-year investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, Omaha, Nebraska Police, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the DEA. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 24-year-old Kayla Ellen Morrison of Villisca was arrested March the 26th. Morrison was taken into custody on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. She was cited into court and later released. Page County Sheriff's Office said also a 17-year-old male was arrested on a charge of serious assault last week after he allegedly assaulted 36-year-old Kevin Long of College Springs. The unnamed teen allegedly hit Long on the head with a fireplace poker, causing injury, but Long refused medical treatment. The incident allegedly took place around 5:30 p.m. on March 23rd in College Springs. The teen was transported to the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs for holding. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and this year the theme is Stand Up for Children. The Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council is asking the community for its assistance in raising awareness about child abuse. Council facilitator Kristen Templeton says the number of child abuse incidents in Iowa is on the rise, and many of those who are abused are under the age of six.
And so that's kind of a scary thing to think about. Obviously, there is abuse for children over that age, but majority of the children who have had some abuse reported and things like that are under the age of six. So it is happening everywhere, and unfortunately in Cass County as well.
Templeton says the council is working to inform the community about the resources available to parents facing stresses that may cause them to lash out against children and how those resources need your help in aiding families in dealing with domestic issues.
There are a couple of places locally that are accessed sometimes by these families, and one of them is the Family Crisis Support Network, along with West Central Community Action, and those are a couple of local places that we're raising some or collecting some items from a wish list that they have indicated some items that they could use to help with these families. A lot of them are clothing, food, and heat assistance and other resources, and then just some support for some of those families who are experiencing domestic abuse and child abuse in other ways.
The Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council is currently collecting new and unused items for the Family Crisis Support Network, a nonprofit domestic abuse prevention agent assistance center, and West Central Community Action, a nonprofit agency assisting families with clothing, food, heat assistance, and other resources.
We have come up with ways that the local folks can help us out. And this month, we are setting up some displays at four different community businesses, the Cass County Memorial Hospital, Hy-Vee, Fairway, and Molly Engine Components has offered to help us and set up some displays and collect some of the items that the Family Crisis Support Network and West Central Community Action have asked for.
The Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council members are gathering donations for each of the agencies. The wish lists will be available at each drop-off location she just mentioned. Cash donations are not being requested at the drop-off points, and donations will be accepted through Thursday, April 12th. After the donations have been collected, the business which collects the most items will finish out the month displaying the 100 pinwheels for prevention.
The pinwheels for prevention have always been something that indicates April as Awareness Month. And we are continuing to use those, so look for the displays with the blue pinwheels, just kind of standing out and making a statement that we are trying to raise some awareness in our area.
The business collecting the most items will also receive a banner to help spread the word about protecting children. The National Weather Service says the lack of winter weather and some record high temperatures helped to make March the warmest record on record in Iowa. The service says there were several date records and the entire weeks of record warmth. Some examples include a high of 84 in Des Moines on March the 16th, broke the 1930 record of 77, the high of 82 in Waterloo on March 17th, broke a 2003 record of 78. The average temperature of 66.6 degrees in Waterloo from March 16th through the 22nd was nearly 30 degrees above normal for that span. For the month in Des Moines, the average temperature of 55.7 broke the 1910 record of 51.5. For the month of Dubuque, In Dubuque, the average temperature of 50.2 degrees broke the 1910 record of 47.7. Here in Atlantic, the average high for the month of March was 67 degrees, some 22 degrees above the normal average high of 45. The average low last month was 39, which was 14 degrees warmer than normal. Rainfall for the month ended up at 1.91 inches, which was nearly 4-tenths of an inch below normal. The month of April started out with a near-record high in Atlantic. On Sunday, we topped out at 86 degrees, which was just 1 degree shy of record, tying the record for that date. And yesterday, we broke our record high of 85 that was set in 1981 when we topped out at 88. Iowa may see one of the biggest years ever for state highway construction, driven by lower bids from contractors and higher-than-expected state and federal funding. During an average season, about $460 million is spent on Iowa highways. This year's spending could equal the record of $600 million set in 2009 when federal economic stimulus money flooded into the state. Key projects will include the widening of Interstate 35 to 6 lanes in West Des Moines, reconstructing the Interstate 80 Highway 65 interchange at Altoona, and finishing a new Ankeny interchange on I-35. Work will also continue to widen U.S. Highway 20 to 4 lanes here in western Iowa, and some interstate projects are planned as well in Council Bluffs and Sioux City. The Omaha School Board has voted to offer its superintendent's job to the superintendent of schools in Des Moines. The board voted Monday to hire Nancy Sebring. Des Moines school spokesman Phil Roeder said that Sebring accepted the offer pending successful contract negotiations. The Des Moines board will meet Wednesday to discuss the search process for a new superintendent. Sebring, who's in her sixth year in Des Moines, will replace Omaha's current superintendent, John Macchiel, who's retiring in August. He's been superintendent since the 97-98 school year. Some other finalists included an Omaha assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction and a superintendent of the Madison, Wisconsin Metropolitan School District. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney is looking for a victory today in the GOP primaries in Wisconsin and Maryland, as well as in the District of Columbia, where rival Rick Santorum is not on the ballot. Right now, Romney has exactly half of the 1,144 delegates needed to win the nomination. Today, 95 delegates are at stake. A 19-year-old woman who was shot during yesterday's rampage at an Oakland, California university told her family that the shooter walked into her classroom and ordered everyone to line up against the wall. Police are investigating why one gull allegedly killed seven people and wounded three. Students at Oikos University say he had been a nursing student. And a study released by the financial research firm PayNet says many small businesses remain hesitant to borrow money, even though interest rates are extremely low. PayNet says the pace of small business lending was stagnant in March. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Fran Bauer, age 88 of Bridgewater, died Friday. Funeral services for Fran Bauer will be this morning at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Roselle Peterson, age 92 of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Roselle Peterson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Beulah Witt, age 92 of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Witt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Madeline Severs, age 84 of Oakland, died Saturday. Memorial services for Madeline Severs will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Jean Millett, age 91 of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Jean Millett will be Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dennis Rote, age 61 of Dexter, died Sunday in Des Moines. A memorial celebration for Dennis Rote will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Richard Rick Myers, age 54 of Manning, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Memorial services for Rick Myers, Jr. will be held at a later date, with the Hockenberry, England Funeral Service in Audubon in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.